this Sunday is the mercy of God. The mercy of God, especially toward sinners. We know that when we read the gospel, it's like a thread that goes through all the gospels. Our Lord came to save that which was lost. He came to save poor sinners. And our Lord had a special love and attraction for sinners. And he gives this beautiful parable of the lost sheep. In another area of parables, our Lord spoke of the prodigal son. The son asked his father for his inheritance, went out and wasted it all. And then when a famine came, and the prodigal son had no money because he wasted it, he started working for a farmer, taking care of the swine, the pigs. He was so hungry that he began to eat the pig's food. And he said to himself, even my father's servants don't eat like this, don't live like this. I know what I'll do. I'll go back to my father, I repent and say, Father, I sin against heaven and against thee. Take me back, not as thy son, but as thy servant. And our Lord tells us in this parable, as the prodigal son comes back, the father sees his son and runs to embrace him and tells the servants, get a nice cloak on him, as he's tattered clothes, get some sandals on his feet, kill the fatted calf. And the father, the prodigal son, is an example of God the Father. God loves us, and we should never doubt that. God will have mercy on us when we pray in the creed, the forgiveness of sins. What does that mean? God will forgive us our sins no matter how many or how great, as long as we're truly sorry and have that purpose of amendment. The mercy of God. Our Lord, when he walked this earth, the crowds pressed upon him. Our Lord was not only curing the sick, but he was enlightening. He spoke as no one had ever spoken before. And people found consolation with being with Christ. Our Lord spoke not only to the people of his time, but our Lord well knew, as God, that his words would be recorded, and that the faithful, down through the centuries, would read his words. So our Lord was speaking to each and every one of us. And what did our Lord say, especially, thinking of his Sacred Heart? Come to me, all you that labor and are burdened, and I will refresh you. Do we have problems? Of course we do. We have spiritual problems, sometimes crosses, temptations, trials, difficulties, frustrations. Do we have temporal problems? Maybe struggling financially, or we have some type of an illness, or weakness, or difficulties physically. Maybe trouble temporally with who knows what. Car trouble. All sorts of difficulties. What does our Lord tell us? Come to me, all you that labor and are burdened, and I will refresh you. Our Lord is right on the altar waiting for us to come. When you especially come to Mass on Sundays and receive our Lord in Holy Communion, pour out your heart to Jesus. Beg his forgiveness for your sins. Ask our Lord, have pity on me, have mercy on me, help me in my weakness. Our Lord is there to comfort, console, forgive, and pick us up again. We should never, ever doubt the mercy of God. One other thing, our Lord, when he taught his disciples, apostles, disciples, he said, learn of me. Learn of me because I am meek and humble of heart. If we want to be imitating Christ, we have to be meek and humble of heart. Does that mean that we're weak? No. It takes strength to be meek. It takes strength to be humble. It takes inner strength to not lash out when we want to lash out, not to obliterate somebody when we're really mad. No, it takes courage. It takes God's grace. And our Lord, He exhorts His followers, learn of me, as I am meek and humble of heart. It's interesting when we go through life, and sometimes we have to practice that meekness and strength. I read of one of the saints who was very fiery by nature. He was dealing with a certain situation, and very, very trying to him. This person was really aggravating him. He kept his cool, kept his composure, and he remained, like Jesus, meek and humble of heart. And he felt something warm in his mouth. He was so mad, but he didn't give into it. He put his handkerchief to his mouth, and he tasted a little bit of blood. So, let me just tell you this. Emotions and feelings are not sinful as long as we don't give into them. You might have a really fiery temper. You might really want to roar, but that doesn't mean it's a sin as long as you don't give into it. In fact, the greater the battle to fight against yourself, the more merit you gain. The more grace is in merit for heaven by being meek and humble. Not being arrogant, not being angry, not blown up at people. Don't go next to him or stay away from her, boy. She'll blow up. You'll blow up. No. After the example of Jesus, who said, learn of me, for I am meek and humble of heart. And you know, I just like to tell you this. How many times do we get so bent out of shape over things that, when you really look at it, are nothing? No big deal. No big deal. What is this? St. Aloysius, this feast we celebrate today. St. Aloysius used to say, what is this compared to eternity? What is this, you know, in the scheme of trying to get to heaven? Sometimes we get so mad, so upset, so riled up about things. But in the scheme of things, it's nothing. When we think of heaven and the eternal happiness that awaits us, how we fret and worry and get upset about things that we shouldn't. Let it go. Don't sweat the little stuff. And let us remember, we're human beings, right? So we do sweat the little stuff. Sometimes we do get angry. Sometimes we get upset. But you know what we need to do? We need to go to our Lord. Talk to Him about our problems and difficulties. And unburden our hearts. Open our hearts to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And let our Lord console us and strengthen us in time of difficulty. St. Alphonsus Liguori, he said, no matter what the problem, no matter how grave the issue, no matter how devastating it would be to me, if I could have 15, 20 minutes with God and talk to God about it, I can handle it. By God's grace, I can handle it. So I would just like to recommend, we all go through troubles, trials, difficulties, etc., etc. Listen to what Jesus told not only the people of his time, but he's talking to us. Come to me. Come to me, all you that labor and are burdened, and I will refresh you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.